Hello, hello, everyone in the Reveal listeners. I'm so excited that you're here. My name is Bianca Reyna. I am the host or co-host of the Reveal show, and I'm on with Deborah Hawkins. And my goodness, it's super early in the morning. We are doing this as a pre-record. Tell everyone hi, Deborah.
Hello, good morning, as we say it with our little scratchy voices. Our little not enough coffee, not enough
That's right. It's the good old hangover voices, right?
Like, that's right.
Like we're just dragging
the
out.
Hangover voice. Well,
yes, that's right.
So everybody, welcome, and you know, as you saw in the write up, we really wanted to do this week's podcast around, you know. Everyone, you know, gets so excited and pumped, and they're so motivated with our resolutions and our new goals and our new year, and and then after a few weeks, the motivation can wane a little bit. And Leonka and I were just discussing. She brought up something very interesting yesterday that January, a day in January is the most depressing day of the year. And so
what,
I
do they call it like Blue Monday or Sunday?
Blue Monday. Yeah.
Yes,
and
right.
It looks like we actually just had it just this past Monday. So, you know, it's appropriate for us to be talking about it if everybody is kind of feeling that way. I know I've been riding the roller coaster of January. So, but even with that said, you know, one of the things that we want to talk about today is, you know, you can still be committed to something that's important to you, even if you don't show up perfect. Like, I have to give my partner props this morning. I called her at 4:30 in the morning to wake her up so we could do this pre-record. So, and she's still bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. So, you know, we have this commitment to you and to the show, and we've never missed a show in a year. And so what we're inviting you to think about around this Blue Monday time is that, you know, you can show up too for the things that you really love and that you're committed to, but you don't have to show up perfect. I mean, I know Leonka and I are not sounding perfect this morning.
I'm not perfect right now.
No,
no. There. I'm not perfect, no.
And, you know, we may be a little off this morning. I mean, we may go all over the place because it is early. But we had a commitment to do this, and we have other obligations today, and this is the only time we could do it. So we hope that you enjoy it anyway.
Correct.
Where you want to start, Lee? I mean,
so,
I've had my ride.
Right? And you know, what does it really mean? So, you know, when you're talking about Blue Monday, I mean, it's just kind of a funny day that people have, you know, statistics have shown that, you know, certain people call in, or, you know, it's just everybody's kind of dragging. It's right after, you know, we've done the holidays, we put up our Christmas tree, we're done with the Yuletiding, then we made our New Year's resolutions, and then, you know, we might have done a couple weeks of it, and then you're going, oh, it's kind of easy to slip back into your old patterns. You know, talk a little bit about that and how, you know, like I said, you know, we call it Blue Monday, but, you know, what can we do to get past that and what is wrongness really? So how does that factor in?
Well, I think the moment that we, you know, begin to slip into the blues or the sadness or the slowing down, I think there's an automatic response in us that we start making ourselves wrong. You know, that I'm not up on that high that I was on, you know, I'm not as excited as I was, you know, things feel, you know, wonky or whatever. And I think we immediately, and so many people I know right now are like sick, you know, have bronchitis or sinus.
Right. I mean, it's the time of year, right?
It's like, the time of year. It's,
you know,
it's snowing in most places, you know. It's either, I'm in South Carolina, it even might snow here today. And I know you've been dealing with rain in Portland, you know. And so you're starting to feel like a vampire. You haven't seen the sun in
That's
days.
Right.
So,
Right.
So there's so many reasons, you know, for us to kind of begin to dip into the feeling the blues. But I think the biggest thing is staying out of the wrongness, because I think when we naturally, when we feel sick or when we feel depressed or when we feel down, there's some sort of automatic pilot that we go on as if we've done something wrong. Like, because our life is not happy and hippity-skippity, that we've, you know, we blame ourselves, right?
Yes, yes.
What's wrong with me? I was so excited, and, you know, I had all this motivation to go to the gym, or, you know, I was going to start this new process. And so I think the biggest thing is to recognize to recognize when you're making yourself wrong, and then just let that go. You know, Leonka and I talk about, you know, the wrongness. It blocks us up in so many ways, and really, you know, if you think about it, why do we do it? It doesn't make us feel any better. It doesn't change anything, you know. It doesn't change the fact that we hadn't been to the gym, or it's still raining outside, or, you know, it's still 10 degrees and we can't go out and exercise. It's just one of those built-in programs that we have. When we feel blue, we automatically think we've done something wrong. We're not getting it right. So I think that's the first thing, is just to acknowledge that, you know, you've done nothing wrong. I mean, this is not just for ourselves. And remember, we're picking up on the thoughts and feelings of 90% of the people around us.
Oh, gosh, right?
Right?
So if other people are feeling like that, and if it's like, you know, if it's so much so that they make a day out of it, right? Like, you know, Yahoo has a little Google search about it. Then it definitely is probably some old programming running through the brains of all of us, and we're all kind of pricking up on each other's, you know, doldrums.
You know, and I want to bring up another thing that people may or may not think of. I think about it because it's part of my life every year in January. But, you know, when there is a big life event that happens to you, like maybe a divorce or a death or some traumatic experience that, you know, felt negative or whatever, it kind of remains in us cellularly, in our psyches and in our bodies.
Oh,
and I know, like, both of my parents passed in January, and Sunday was the anniversary. Sunday, before Blue Monday, was the anniversary of my mother's passing. I mean, she's been passed 41 years. And even though it's been that long ago, there's something that still registers in me. You know, a sadness. I remember the day. I remember the cold, the weather. You know, I remember us burying her. You know, it never really leaves. And, you know, and then actually, you know, it was my brother's birthday yesterday, and he called last night, and we kind of talked about it. And, you know, for that to happen, a traumatic thing, he was only 10 years old, for that to happen so close to his birthday, well, you know, he can't help but kind of have sadness around that. So just also think about, you know, if you've had any traumatic events. And not just in January, but, I mean, any time during the year, sometimes you might be feeling sad and not know why, or you might be feeling blue. And just, you know, check in, and it might be, you know, well, gosh, this is the day I got divorced, or this is the day someone left in my life, you know, or something really hard happened. Because the body remembers, and it goes back to us having that awareness. And being tender and gentle with ourselves during these times. You know, that's reminding ourselves when we're sad, nothing's gone wrong. If we're feeling blue, nothing's gone wrong. It's an awareness. It's an indicator. And then we can begin, like we always do, to ask ourselves questions. You know, what might I do to shift this? You know, or what might I do to really take care of myself? And I'll be honest, when we're feeling sad and blue and down, sometimes that's the last thing we want to do, is like take care of ourselves. And
right.
That's when
it's easy to just just go pooey all of the time, right? Like just go, it's easy to
eat junk food and, make yourself feel worse or whatever, Not that I'm saying that's wrong, but there might be something else you could do for yourself, to feel better. Maybe you could, listen to one of our podcasts or, check out, something on, Oprah TV that is uplifting and positive. And that's the time. Now's the time is when we really need to feed ourselves mentally, emotionally, spiritually, because this time of year we're not only feeling the, Blue Monday of ourselves, but of, billions of people
on the planet.
Everyone else.
Wow. And that, I love that you said that because we forget how much we are, how receptive we are. And we're sometimes we walk around like we have radio antennas on top of our head. And so you pick up what everyone else is kind of putting down or putting out, even if it's not even in your own house, right? Like, I mean, if it's that amplified, it really permeates through everything that people are doing. And so then we go into this, like, let's say, you are picking up on that, and then you go and you do grab the junk food, and then you're going, man, I told myself I was going to go and, make this year different, right? I was going to eat better. And then all of a sudden you go, well, I'm just not going to change. And then you spiral down, right?
Instead of just
sitting there saying, great, okay, I'm not going to make myself wrong about this. Cool, that happened. I understand why. And then, make a different choice from there.
Yeah, it's and it's so important because, the next thing that comes behind making ourselves wrong is feeling guilty, right? And guilt is one of the lowest emotions on the emotional scale. And, that's been studied by so many people, especially by Dr. David Hawkins. He did the emotional scale. And guilt and shame, and also that's been validated, obviously, by Brené Brown. But guilt is absolutely one of the lowest vibrational emotions that we can have. And when we stay in guilt, there's only certain things that are going to show up when you're in that place, and most of them are not good. You kind of stay in the loop wheel of not taking care of yourself, and the more you don't take care of yourself, then the worse you feel, and the worse you feel, the more wrong you make yourself, the more wrong you make yourself, the more guilt you feel. So it's kind of a loop. So as Leonka said, it's important for us to be aware, and the moment we become aware is to put a stick in the spokes then and recognize we're not wrong, we're not guilty, we're having an emotion. Is it even our emotion, or does it belong to, someone else? We can even say, wow, is this even mine? And then you might realize maybe your partner, your best friend, or your mother is having a really hard time, and you're picking up that their blues or their depression. So that's
true.
A great way to say, wow, is this even mine? And to realize there's no reason to feel guilty. Emotions are just feelings. They're just passing through. And we all know, we can feel guilt in a moment, and then if we make a different choice to move up the emotional scale, and we might not make the jump, the quantum leap into joy, but we can move up to feel a little better and a little better and a little better until we're way out of guilt and wrongness and into acceptance, and then, feeling better about life or about our situation in general.
Right, because isn't that the way that we actually do succeed, right? Like, I mean, I remember one time, and I'm just going to be revealed here, I smoked cigarettes through college. That's what we did. We met between classes and we would have a cigarette break, right? And so, of course, that stayed with me. And, I loved a good cigarette like anyone else did. But I knew that my body was telling me, okay, it's time to quit. And when it got down for me to be like, okay, this was the choice I wanted to make, I felt like every time I quit that And it was, I remember, actually, it was right after the new year, the first time I tried to quit, I was like, that's it, I'm done. Well, I wasn't done. And what I read somewhere is that the way that you actually succeed was the ability to continue to quit, right? So instead of making yourself wrong every single time you had another cigarette, you just re-quit again. And eventually it ended up working out, right? So I eventually ended up kicking the habit or whatever and making a different choice. But it was the ability for me to, because I read that somewhere, that I had to quit making myself wrong and then going down that spiral where I was actually able to quit the smoking because I kept allowing myself to keep quitting, right? And and I know that's kind of a funny way to look at that, but I think that when we do those things, like let's we just go into a wrongness immediately, then we can stay in the wrongness, right? So if I had immediately made myself wrong about the cigarette, then I could have been like, you know what, I'm never going to quit. And I probably wouldn't have continued to try, and I probably wouldn't have. And that could be said about a lot of things, like even if you know, your commitment to working out or your commitment to your business. You know, it's easy to sit there and say, well, I didn't do the workout last time, so I guess I'm not going to do it anymore, right? Like, no, you can choose something different again, and that's how you succeed.
I love that you said that because I can so relate because I was a smoker, and I did the same thing. I quit 150 times, you know. I mean,
right?
I was going to quit. I was going to quit every Monday, you know, for like 5 years. I was going to quit every Monday. So, but instead of looking at it as a failure, you know, you're looking at it, you know, I'm committed to this. And, yeah, it's, today was still not the day that I was totally all in. But every time I try, I'm in a little bit more, right? And so it goes back to what we were talking about, like, today. Like, we know this isn't going to be probably the most perfect show, you know, if we're recording
right.
at 4 in the morning.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be perfect because, you know, we're willing to show up and we're committed to that. And that in itself feels good, right? What would feel terrible is if you and I blew it off and said, oh, we're just not going to do it today. You know, that would
right.
feel terrible,
right?
Right.
Right.
So,
right.
So if you are striving to change something in your business or your relationship or, you know, start that project, quit smoking, get to the gym, whatever it might be, and, you know, you're really feeling the holiday hangover, well, just stay with it and be as gentle with yourself as you would your five-year-old, you know? Like if your son right now, Leonka, really wanted something and, you know, it'd be like when he's learning to ride a bike, you know? I mean, and if he falls down 100 times, you're not going to say, well, dang, you might as well forget it. You're never going to ride a bike. You know?
Right. I would never say that, right?
No,
yes.
No. And we should never say that to ourselves either,
mm-hmm.
ever,
mm-hmm.
you know. So really noticing if you're dipping into those really low, low vibrations and being willing to say, okay, this is where I am right now. What could I do to feel just a little bit better? You know, we're not talking about you know, being unrealistic and jumping from the blues into joy. But what could you do just to feel a little bit better? Maybe it's calling a friend. Maybe it's taking a walk or a bath or, you know, listening to something positive or reading something positive or journaling, you know.
Right.
But the first thing is to acknowledge and accept how you feel, and it's not a wrongness. And you're not bad or wrong or guilty for feeling blue, sad, or holiday hungover or any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
We make ourselves so wrong, you know, for the emotions we feel. And I think that does keep us on that wheel, you know?
Absolutely. Right, because one of the things that you just said that really struck a chord with me was that that guilt and shame are, you know, one of the lowest vibrating, you know, frequencies we can be on. And, of course, everything that we do, our frequency attracts what we receive, right? That's how we create. And so But what really struck me was is that how fast and what, guilt and shame come on. Like, it's so easy to get into guilt and shame unconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've talked about this many times before on the show where, I mean, you know how many times we've already made ourselves wrong before we even got our first cup of coffee, right? We get to
exactly.
the mirror and you're like, oh, you know, who mm-hmm. is that person in the mirror, right? And it might be joking, but you're still already setting in the, you're already beating the baby doll up, right? You wouldn't send the,
exactly.
you know, you wouldn't beat the baby doll up. And send the baby off to
talk about the baby. Go ahead and tell them that story about the baby.
It's from Debbie Ford, from your you know, your coach and the person that you studied with. But she, you know, you told me that, you know, she would grab, you know, pull out this beautiful little baby doll and all of a sudden just start beating it up. I mean, just start banging it. The eyeballs would be falling out. The arms would be falling off. And I can just only imagine, like, you know, you're just, like, gasping for air for this baby doll, even though it's a fake doll. But it's just, like, I mean, it is looking tattered. And then you're like, okay, baby, now go out and visit the world, right?
Yeah.
And that's
get out there and
what
do
we
it.
Do to ourselves.
Get out there
yeah.
and make it happen, baby. You know, I mean, go do your stuff.
And that's what we do every
single
day.
Go show them how
day.
Great you are. But
right.
really, what we feel on the inside is what you just described as tattered and bruised and, you know,
right.
like our eyeballs are about to fall, you know. And then,
right.
yeah. And, you know, and then shame ourselves into, you know, you better get out there and make it happen, you know. And so I love that image because I think everyone can really get that's what we do to ourselves
mm-hmm.
when we're in guilt
right.
and shame.
Right.
We're telling ourselves how bad, how wrong, what's wrong with you. I can't believe you're not doing this. I can't believe you are doing this. You know, here it is the third week in January. You haven't even done anything. You said you're blah, 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 blah. Just beating
right.
the crap out of yourself. Really.
Right. 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 Before you even got in the shower, right?
Before you got in the shower.
You know, even putting your nice clothes on, before you even did anything else, you've already started to beat yourself up. And it's even more... expanded, but it's more amplified whenever everyone else is experiencing it as well. So just know that being gentle with yourself can move you past and actually create success for you.
I love that you said that reminder about it's amplified because, okay, so think about, I think this is a good analogy that's just kind of dropped in. So when we say that... you know, you are tapped into the feelings of billions of other people on Earth. I mean, just think about it this way. If you're alone by yourself and you're feeling sad, depressed, lonely, or whatever, unhappy, just think about that for a moment. Now just think about if you are living with someone, a spouse,
mm-hmm.
a roommate, a brother,
mm-hmm.
a friend, or whatever, and if they're feeling depressed and sad and lonely, and think about how amplified it is when there's two of you. So,
well, the victim's lounge is always open, right?
exactly.
That's where I put that back out because I just shared that back on Facebook because it is like that. I mean, misery loves company, and so it is amplified. And if you stay there, it can become even more amplified.
Yes, yes. And, I mean, just the idea that, so many of us are feeling this way. And,
right.
you know, it, like I said, I mean, you can imagine yourself by yourself or you can imagine yourself with, you know, somebody else. And, I mean, if you're both feeling the same way, I mean, that makes for some rough waters. So now's the time, you know, for us to recognize, you know, Monday, whether it's Monday or I think maybe January in general can be one of the
mm-hmm.
most depressing months of the year, really. And we just can just accept that. And, you know, okay, so what? We may have some down days, you know, and as we start moving into February, you know, everybody begins to start thinking about, wow, you know, can't wait for spring and new growth.
Right.
So, what if we just gave ourselves a break for the rest of January and recognized that, you know, there are a lot of people, you know, that are not happy with themselves or their situations for whatever reason, and it is amplified, and that, you know, this is, what if we took this opportunity to be more gentle, more sweet, more tender with ourselves than we ever, ever have been? And if you haven't made it to the gym yet and you said you were going to go January 2nd, well, so what? You can go tonight. Oof. You can go tomorrow. I mean,
right.
The world, yeah, the
you
world isn't going to end. And there's,
right.
Exactly, and there's no reason
yeah.
to beat the baby doll or yourself up any longer, because that just keeps you in that loop. And the more you do it, the longer you'll stay there, stay in the victim's lounge or stay
right.
in the loop of
right.
guilt and shame and unhappiness. So, you know, just, I know we've got to close now. We're doing a short podcast today, but, you know, what if you went ahead and, you know, just, it's like any other time. We've all had a hangover, and we've all beat ourselves up the next morning for having one. But, you know, the moment, right? I mean, we all understand
mm-hmm.
that. So if
right.
this is January hangover, I mean, what if you just acknowledged it, accepted it, and said, you know, what can I do to make myself feel better right now in this moment?
Mm-hmm.
Because the guilt
mm-hmm.
and the shame doesn't do anything. We all know that. We've all been there. We've all lived it. It just makes you feel worse. And
right.
And it makes you not want to move. You know, it makes you want to stay in
right.
that place.
If it worked for you, it would have worked already, right? If it worked for you, it would have worked already. I know for me, like, I use that, would try to use that all the time as a motivating factor, and it didn't. And so,
well, and
yeah.
I want to leave you with this great, you know, I've mentioned this quote so many times, and I love using it because I think it's so true. And that is that a good teacher never terrorizes her students. And basically, to me, that really means that it's time for us to stop shaming, blaming, and terrorizing ourselves. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't do anything. It keeps
mm-hmm.
us stuck. It keeps us from moving. It keeps us from wanting to move. So, you know, I'd like to just leave everybody with that today. You know, if this is the most depressing week of the year or month of the year, or if you're feeling the holiday hangover blues, you know, it's okay. I mean, it's another indicator there's something inside you, there's something else stepping forth that is saying, please love me, please accept me. You know, maybe you felt like you didn't do what you should have done. Maybe you feel like you spent too much money at Christmas, or, you know, maybe you are feeling like,
right.
I just can't get motivated to get to the gym. Well, you're not going to get there faster by the shame and guilt factor.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not going to move you any faster. So allow yourself to be imperfect. Hello. Leonka and I were happy to show up imperfect this morning.
Oh, yes, that's right.
But you know what? We'll go off on our day now, feeling better about ourselves, that we did the best we could. You know, we showed up.
Right.
It didn't have to be perfect. So as you go out in your day today, just know that, you know, be gentle with yourself, and, you know, don't beat the baby doll up anymore. And you know, that kind of ripples out, because if you beat the baby doll and yourself up in the morning, you're going to go out in the world, and somehow, some way, that energy is going to come out of you. And, you know, you might beat up the girl at the grocery store, or in line at the post office, or the DMV,
yeah.
or, you know, it's going to come out.
So, right.
You know, what if you did something different today, and or tomorrow morning, because by the time you listen to this, it'll be afternoon, and really, you know, just chose a different path, something tender, something gentle, and give yourself a break for you know, for maybe not doing what you think that you should have done. And we would love to hear your comments and your insights as you do try this.
And if you haven't seen it already, kind of check out this spoof that we did. you know, it's kind of a funny message. It's the Victims Lounge. I reposted it to the BB community, and you can find that on our website as well at lyanca.com, lyanca.com, or on the Facebook page. But, you know, at the end it says, you know, it says choose differently, walk out. You know, just make a different choice. Mm-hmm. And you can do it gently as well, right? You just say, okay, I'm out of here. I'm not choosing this right now.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and, you know, Lyanca and I had, I mean, it was great fun doing that skit, but it's actually very powerful because, you know, you can sit on your sofa and be mad at yourself or, you know, we took it to the extreme. You can hang out in the bar and, you know, drink some more and feel even crappier tomorrow morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's beating the baby doll up. I mean, so, yeah, go watch it. Go watch it. It is a perfect scenario of the way that we stay in those lower vibrations and energies and emotions of shame and guilt, and knowing that we're only 1 minute, 1 second, one choice away from saying no more, no more. I'm not going to beat myself up anymore, you know? So, great time. I'm so glad you reposted that today. What a perfect day. A blue Monday, you know.
Yes.
Thank you, consciousness.
Yes. And thank you, everyone, for always showing up. We are so happy that we could spend this little bit of time with you today, and we wanted to just show up for you guys, and that's what we always committed to do. So always, you know, leave your comments. Like we said, anyone who leaves comments we think are hot. And send us your emails. If you have something that you're working with and you just want a little bit more guidance on it, you can always send us an email. Drop a line to Deborah because she's always amazing at getting back with people at Deborah@DeborahHawkins.com.
Great. Well, in the meantime, you know, hopefully your Blue Monday or your Blue Wednesday or whenever you listen to the podcast, we hope that we've turned your blues around. And you know, as Lyanca, you know, we were talking about Glenn Frey, you know, and, you know, you can, talking about Hotel California, you know, you can check in anytime you like, but you can never leave, you know. But the thing is, you can, just like the Victims Lounge, you can just
make one small choice, and you can leave
shame and guilt whenever you choose, whenever you choose. All right, we're sending you so much love today, guys. Thank you to my beautiful partner for getting up in the middle of the night to do this. I love your commitment to show up imperfect. I love it. So everybody go out today, and you know what? Show up imperfect. Just show up. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yep, that's right.
All right, everyone have a great day. All right, bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.